Welcome to the Semicolon Podcast. This is a safe place to discuss a variety of topics centered around mental health. I am your host, Ashley McClellan, a social worker who has learned a lot about mental health along the way. I am here to be a voice, to support, and to learn with you all. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semicolon Podcast. I hope you all are having a blessed Sunday or whatever day you may be listening to this episode. My mood has been a bit up and down. That's why I've been MIA. I'm currently going through a phase where I thought I was over a certain situation, but then it hit me all over again. It's like when a sore has healed, but then you pick at the scab and reopen that wound. That's exactly how I feel. Like I mentioned before, the healing journey is not a linear process. I know there will be setbacks. I know certain scabs will be picked at. But to control all of that, I am still going to therapy. I'm still praying. I'm still meditating. Still trying to, you know, absorb positive energies. So I'm not going to let my situation take me back to July of 2019. With that being said, I want to discuss something that has been weighing heavily on my heart. Everyone has been talking about the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. This death was so unexpected. I also want to acknowledge the 7 other lives that were lost in that helicopter crash. Also, last week, I got a text from my best friend informing us that a guy we went to U of I with, and he also just walked in her wedding in October, passed suddenly. So I just want to have a moment of silence for the many lives that are gone so soon. Hearing about 10 lives awakens something within me. I was talking to someone the other day and he asked me if I heard about Kobe Bryant. I told him I did. I said it's sad how his life was taken so soon, and then you have people like me that attempt to take their own life. Kobe Bryant and his daughter got on that helicopter to go to a game, I believe, and of course expected to return back home to the rest of their family, same as the other passengers on the helicopter. I thought how selfish it is for someone to try to take their own life because many of us feel that we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. It's so many things I feel we take for granted, such as leaving our home every day and to return back safely. I don't do it often, but many times when I make it to a destination, I will thank God for traveling grace. I need to make this a better habit. Also, in my prayers, I always ask God to keep me alert while driving. I will ask God to keep me in my lane and others in their lane, because as we all know, you have not only do you have to drive for yourself, but you have to drive for others. And then when we fly, we are trusting these planes or helicopters to be cleared to fly. And then we are also trusting the pilots to get us to our destination safely. This has put many things in perspective for me. I just keep thinking about what these families are going through, losing the lives of their loved ones. I think about how I would have affected my family and friends if my suicide attempt was successful. I could just imagine the pain I would have put them through. I remember seeing a quote that said, "Suicide doesn't end the pain, it just passes it along to others." And in reality, it's true. I believe to this day, my family and friends would still be grieving if I was no longer here. Another thing that's been weighing heavily on me is that people that I truly care about and no longer speak to. And it's not like I'm holding a grudge or anything. It's just that in order for me to have peace in my life, I knew that it was best to cut off that communication. However, if something were to happen to those people today, I would be sick because in my heart, I still care and I still love. That's just the type of person that I am. And it just sucks that I cannot have a relationship with those people. So for now, I just keep those people in my prayers. If it's meant to have certain people in my life, then, you know, God will bring them back. I did recently, well, not recently, about 6-7 months ago, I did reconnect with my first love from seventh grade. Yes, y'all, seventh grade. He heard about my suicide attempt and he was worried sick. He was like, when I heard that, I almost fell out. Now he makes sure that he constantly checks up on me and tells me that he loves me, which I appreciate more than he would ever know. The past is the past, and we can't harbor unforgiveness or bitterness in our hearts. We can't hold on to grudges, and the people that we love, we must let them know that we love them. Because we never know when it's our time. These 10 lives that I mentioned, their deaths were sudden and unexpected. You all, life is short. And I just, like right now, I'm just at a loss of words. Because it's like we never know. And it's like we have to start living our lives as if tomorrow wasn't promised, how would you spend today? I know today is Sunday the 2nd, if I recall correctly. But later today, I will be going to my childhood best friend. She's throwing her mom a surprise birthday party. So today, I am celebrating the life of someone else that she's here to see a 60th birthday. You know, and that's just something to be so thankful for. This month made... trying to think how many years. 2015 made 4 years that my mom has been clean from, you know, her drug addiction. As you all know, crack cocaine. This month made 4 years. So I'm just thankful that my mom never had an overdose or she didn't lose her life to drugs. So today is just like, I want to celebrate life. I'm thankful that I'm still here. I'm thankful for to all the people that have attempted to commit suicide, that they are still here. So be sure to tell someone that you love them today, and not just today, but every day. I would like to end with a statement by Kobe Bryant. He said, "Have a good time. Enjoy life. Life is too short to be discouraged. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other. Smile. And just keep on rolling." So enjoy life, everyone, and I can't wait to talk to you all in my next episode.